A lot of that trade, of course, stems from very expensive airplanes produced and shipped from Washington. But the new report from two trade booster groups sheds light on other parts of our state's economy connected to trade, like international tourism. Every time a visitor from Germany or Korea buys a Frappuccino here, those dollars are counted as an export. Sam Kaplan of the Trade Development Alliance of Greater Seattle co-authored the report. He says attracting visitors from overseas is a growth opportunity.
China is now the number two source of international tourists. They weren't even in the top 10 6-7 years ago.
Washington last year shuttered its tourism office, becoming one of the only states not to have one. Kaplan won't go so far as to say the office needs to be reopened, but he says the state should spend more promoting itself. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.